Well, hi, all you cool cats and kittens. It's time for another 10K Saturday, and this week, Allison is speaking with Summer Campbell. She's a hairstylist changing people's lives in Little Rock, Arkansas, one haircut, or actually one community organizing meeting at a time. Here we go.
And now, it's 10K Saturday with Allison and Lulu.
Hello, and welcome to another 10K Saturday. I'm Allison Burns. If you're looking for our full episodes about imaginary luxury travel, those drop on Wednesdays. But today, you guys are here for a very special bonus interview episode, and I am so excited to welcome my longtime friend, dare I say childhood friend, because we were children, right, when we met. I have Summer Campbell here with me today. Say hello to the people, Summer.
Hello, people.
So I'm so excited that you're on here. It's so crazy because we just kind of reconnected. I mean, I've always followed you on Facebook and all the social medias, and I've been in touch with your brother Josh like through the years, but we kind of reconnected and I am loving it. I'm so excited that you have kind of come back into my life full force because of this podcast. And it's so cool. Josh and I kind of reconnected over the pandemic with another friend of ours, Lindsay, who was actually another 10K Saturday interview guest a few weeks ago or months ago. And we started having these little Zoom dates, which I don't think we would have done if the pandemic didn't hit, because it kind of put everyone into a slow-mo kind of like, hey, let me take a minute and pause. And now we can have some time to like sit, and we're not going out and we're not working, and let's just kind of reconnect with people. And because of doing that, you found out about the podcast and then started listening and then became one of our bays, and then also gave to our Indiegogo, and now you're like a super bay. And you were listening a few weeks ago to one of the podcast interviews with Bert, and Lulu did. She made a comment about how she wished that we could interview other types of people, because Lulu and I, our circle is a lot of performers just because that's our business. And you reached out and you were like, hey, I'm in a different business. And Lulu was like, yes, get her on immediately. So I'm so excited that you're here. Summer and I, oh gosh, how old were we when we met? Do you remember?
Well, I know that when I moved to Little Rock, I was 17.
Okay.
So I'm about to be 43.
So,
and you,
I guess,
are
I'm 38. I'm not good at math. So I was like 12.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Pretty much.
It's so crazy to think about. Yeah.
I know, that is crazy.
Summer's family and my family, we were super close. Like, we would hang out. Josh and I, her brother and I, were in a group together that would go and travel and sing in churches. And we did church skits together, and we'd go to the house and sing karaoke, and I'd spend the night all the time, and we'd jump on their trampoline in the backyard, and like, we just had a blast growing up. It was so much fun, and it's been so awesome to stay in touch, even if it's via social media, and kind of see both of us grow up and kind of start to really find our true calling in life. And it's been really cool. And I have been so excited to kind of see where you are now in life. And I know, first of all, you're a hairstylist, which you've been for a while. You even did my hair. I came to Arkansas, yeah, years ago. It was so long ago.
Remember that? Yeah, because I've been doing hair for 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what do you love about it? What do you love about doing hair?
If you would have asked me 20 years ago, I probably would have said talking to people. But as the years go by, I really love the creative part of it. That's honestly what drew me to it, because I am more of a hands-on type of person. And so I feel like I'm an artist, and I love any type of art. So that's probably my favorite thing about it.
Do you do color and cut?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do all the things.
Lulu is looking for a new hairstyle right now. Her hair has gotten very long. And I know you kind of mentioned the other day, you're like, oh, I missed the Sunday social where you guys were chatting about it. But looking at her, right, she's got this long hair. It's kind of thin. It's really – it just kind of hangs. What would be your recommendation for Lulu Picard?
Oh, well, not being able to see her in person, just like on video, I would probably, I don't know where her layers are in that, but she cannot do jazzy layers because a lot of hairstylists want to jazz up some layers. She just needs basic, lots of layers to give her volume at the top, but have movement at the bottom.
Yeah.
That would be my love that.
Now, what do you think about the bangs idea?
No. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Bangs are a commitment. And I tell everybody that wants bangs, okay, I'm like, are you prepared for when you go home at night and you want to say go to dinner, you're going to have to wash your bangs. You're going to have to restyle them. If you're in Florida, so you know the humidity, if you have any type of wave at all, they're going to split. You're going to be mad in pictures. Yeah. No to bangs.
Okay. I think that was plenty of reasons on the con list. So I'm going to tell her that immediately following this episode. I love that. I love that. And do you – how – I have to ask, how has the pandemic influenced your business? Because I know I just got my hair done for the first time like a little while ago. Just got some – but like basic highlights just put through because my roots were so bad. And we wore masks the entire time. Everything felt very safe. There was only one other person. There was like two people in the entire salon. But how is it? How have you dealt with it? How has it affected you?
It's been, it was difficult in the beginning. We closed for 10 weeks and that was crazy. When the governor announced, I remember it was on a Friday. I think it was May 1st. He announced that we could open on May 6th. And we have 11 stylists. There was no way we were going to be able to get everything ready to open that quickly. So we all met together. We had to move all the waiting area furniture out from the salon because no one could sit down in the salon. We had to rearrange shelves. We even put down blue tape so everybody knew 6 feet. We had to put their like little walls between each shampoo station.
Yeah.
So that we could use all four chairs because they were, sorry, my cat is playing with that. Did you hear it? I got it. So we had to put, because the chairs were not 6 feet apart. So there was that in each of us. And I don't, this is probably going to sound weird, but I normally take my capes home that I use on each client every 3 days. Now I'm having to take them home every single night, wash them. I'm still only allowed to work 3 days a week.
Wow.
Because of the capacity issues in salons. So, I mean, it's a lot. And the things that we're doing in between clients, just the cleaning alone is, it's intense. And I think I've got it down and I kind of feel, I was so nervous about going back, but I've got it down enough now that I feel comfortable in my, because it's an environment I can control. Yeah. So I feel okay. My salon owner is the absolute best because he'll occasionally send a group text that says, okay, guys, just remember, I know we're getting relaxed in the salon. Just remember to keep cleaning, you know, just always that constant reminder that it isn't over and, you know, to be vigilant about our cleaning.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy. It's a lot. You're absolutely right. I go through the same thing with the voice lessons, even though it's just one kid now coming in after every kid, you got to wipe down the seat that they sit in. You got to wipe down, you know, anything that they touch. I wipe down the piano. Like it's crazy. And there are some parts that I like about the new kind of rules, because I do feel like, why weren't we doing this the whole time? Like, why wasn't I cleaning more? But yes, it is. It's a whole new change. My husband just today was like, "I wonder if we're ever going to go back to normal." And I was like, "I don't know. I honestly do not know. It's crazy."
I don't either. I think there are things that will change for good. Like I started thinking, I can't believe I've been doing hair for 20 years and I haven't worn a mask because I have done. There's been times that I have done a keratin treatment back to back, like two different clients. And I could feel the burning, you know, in my nose and throat from the product.
Yeah.
So it's shocking to me that I haven't worn some kind of face covering before, especially during flu season, because I did have a client that gave me the flu about 8 years ago. So, wow. You know, I don't think I'll ever stop wearing a mask in the salon.
Yeah.
I used to make jokes about, you know, cutting hair. I was like, I wonder how much hair I've inhaled over the years.
Yes, I bet.
So now I'm like, why didn't I just put a mask on?
Right.
You know?
I know. Well, and now, you know, it's a fashion statement. So you can get them anywhere from any store, mm-hmm. any designer. So we have plenty to choose from now, which is nice.
That's the first thing I did was make sure I made a statement with my mask. Just if you can't hear my loud mouth, just read my mask.
Yes, I love that. Well, nice segue there. Speaking of your loud mouth. No, I'm kidding. I know that over the past few years that you have become very politically charged and politically active in Arkansas and in your county, which is Pulaski County. And am I correct that you're like the vice chair of the Democratic Party in Pulaski County?
That's right.
That's amazing. Now, did you, for a position like that, did you have to get voted in, or is it something that you kind of sign up for? I'm very green about the whole like actual, you know, rankings of things in politics.
So the members of the party elect you. Okay. And it's a 2-year term. So every 2 years, you know, people will run for our executive committee, which is chair, first vice chair, second vice chair, secretary, and treasurer. So mm-hmm. I am first vice chair.
That's amazing. Now, what spawned this in you? Was there a very significant moment in your life that you were like, I love this. I want to get involved. I want to make a change in a very big way. Or was it a gradual process?
Well, I would say I was very interested in politics after ninth grade civics. I've always loved it. I ran my first campaign when I was a sophomore in high school. And I had this whole plan of I was going to be secretary my sophomore year. I was going to be vice president my junior year and president my senior year. I got beat bad my junior year by this girl who was way popular than me. So, but I've always had an interest. I turned 18 on, my birthday is almost always on election day or around it. I turned 18 on the day that Bill Clinton was voted in for his second term. So that was my first time to vote on my birthday. Wow. And my parents asked me, what do you want to do? I was like, I want to be downtown to hear Bill Clinton. And I did. My dad put me on his shoulders at 18 years old so that I could see him and listen to him. So I've always had an interest and I've always kept up, but I've always been like halfway in, halfway out. And I think for a lot of people, it's the same thing. You know, when Hillary lost in 2016, I was devastated and I thought I need to do more. I went to the Women's March here in Little Rock in January and I was so inspired and I knew that I had to do more to get the word out so that people are voting. And that next day, I think I cut all my hair off. I was feeling so empowered by women. I cut all my hair off. I went to my very first Democratic Party of Pulaski County meeting, and I have not missed a meeting since.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's kind of how I started. And people were like, well, how did you get to want to run for an executive position? But I literally, it's a hard group to break into. And I think a lot of people feel intimidated by politics. Mm-hmm. But I'm just that type of person that I would just stand there until they either needed me or, you know, I wasn't going to move. I wasn't going anywhere. I was letting everyone know that. And I know that a lot of people don't have that personality and I totally get it. But that's how I got started in the political world.
Do you want to do more? Like, do you want to climb the political ladder? Do you have like some really big goals or are you content at this level where you are now?
I think I think I go back and forth because in the beginning, yes, I had a lot of goals. But it's a blood sport. And I'm actually looking forward to taking a little bit of a break. But I have to say, it's just in my blood. It's just something that I'm very passionate about. So when I bought my house, I literally made sure I was in, you know, what state rep district I was in, what JP rep district and the wards and who I would be voting for or where I could run. But, you know, if I do in the next couple of years, I mean, I'd probably run for something like Justice of the Peace. That would be my, you know, starting point, but it's still kind of up in the air. I don't know.
Yeah. That's exciting though. And I love that you put on your Facebook that you're trying to be the Leslie Knope of your city. Are you obsessed with Parks and Rec? Because I am.
I think I've watched Parks and Rec about 10 times every single episode. When I first started working in politics, somebody asked me if I felt like I was on the West Wing. And I was like, I just busted out laughing. I was like, no, I'm more Parks and Rec. That's where I am.
Yeah. I love that though. And you know, they're having like a, or maybe they already did it. It was some sort of like town hall, all of Parks and Rec. Did you sign up for that?
I can't remember when it is though.
I know, me either. Lulu knows. She said she signed up. We'll have to Google it.
I love Les. I am Leslie Knope sometimes. I mean, I feel like sometimes I feel like my whole city's fighting against me.
She has a heart of gold, which, you know, you do too. And that's why I love what you just said about how you would just stand there. If you need me, I'm literally not moving. I'm going to stand here until you need me. Like, that's such a powerful image. And that's exactly what we need. We need these strong women who are just going to be there. And I think that's amazing. I think it's awesome. And I know that you have a niece and I hope that she looks up to you. And I think that's just so cool to be that kind of, you know, inspiration to all of these younger girls who are coming up in a very crazy time in our, you know, world, especially in America. And it's so important, you know, now more than ever to vote. So I appreciate you and all that you're doing for
you
know, the world, the America. All right. So we're going to now segue into our 10K5. Super excited to hear your answers to all of these questions. Find out a little bit more about the inner workings of Summer Campbell. So our first question is, Summer Campbell, what is your current obsession?
Well, I kind of have two. Okay. But first, my doorbell cover for my new house is when you walk up to my door to ring the doorbell, it is a brass bumblebee.
Oh.
It's shaped like a bumblebee. I mean, it is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. I told my niece, when she saw it, I said, people are going to think Beyonce lives here. And she turned and looked at me like, why would Beyonce have a home in Little Rock, Arkansas?
Right. Now, did it come with the house or did you buy it?
I bought it on Wayfair.
Oh, I love Wayfair.
I felt like it was expensive for me because it was like $100, but it was totally worth it. It is so cute.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It's very cute.
Beyonce doorbell ringer. I love it.
Yeah, it is super cute. The second thing I'm totally, totally nerding out over, but I feel like an old woman when I say this, is my Shark Apex Upright Lift-Away Vacuum.
Okay, please tell me more because I need a new vacuum. Like, we're literally looking for one. So please sell this to me right now.
This one is... It's a beast, I will tell you that. And it can do anything. It has the double rolls. Because you know how girls get all the hair stuck in there and you're pulling it out?
Yeah.
This one does not do that because of the double roll that it has. And it's heavy. I'm not going to lie. It's heavy. So when you're vacuuming carpet, but it has that self-propel. So it kind of helps you, like, you know, like a lawnmower. And then, and then you can just lift away the top part of it so that you're able to get under the couch and under any surfaces. And it has LED lights so I can see.
Oh,
I know. Awesome. I know. And if you're over 40, you'll understand what I mean when I say you need to be able to see what you're doing, and it lights up the whole thing. And then it has all these attachments, and you can make it shorter. It's amazing.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I want that.
It is really, really cool.
I know you probably haven't gone way back, but way back in our episodes, like I'm talking probably within the first like 20 or 30, there's an episode, I'll have to tell you which one it is, where I tell this story about a couple years ago, I had a literal vacuum cleaner salesman come to my door, like in the old days, like knock, knock, knock. He's selling vacuums. We ended up buying this vacuum because he was so freaking cute. And he came in my house and gave a demonstration. This thing was like $1,300. Now, long story short, we actually never got billed for it. So I have this free vacuum. It's awful. It doesn't work. And we have this very expensive vacuum that we can't get to pick up anything. And we've had it for 2 years. And my husband curses it every time. He's like, we need a new vacuum. So finally I was like, okay, all right.
What's the name? What's the brand?
It's a Kirby.
Huh.
You know those old Kirbys?
Yeah.
They're like, talk about heavy. They have like the giant piece that you like.
Yeah.
Has the real bag that you can like.
And it doesn't work?
It's awful. No. It's so bad.
The thing about vacuums, my sister is completely obsessed with vacuums. Like she know you. This is who you need to talk to about it because she can tell you price points of each one and what's different between this one and this one. After I bought this one, you know, her and my brother were sitting at a table and we were talking about the Shark, and Josh had just bought one and his is a Bissell, and we were going back and forth and I said, well, mine does this. And he's like, well, mine does this. And so Ashley's like, hold on, you know, like this is why these two are different. And really, Summer, you paid more for yours, but it does a lot more things than Josh's. And for an hour, we had this conversation, and I stopped us, and I said, you guys, what has happened to us? We spent an hour talking about vacuums.
Yeah, talk about getting old. Yeah.
That's crazy. No, we cannot.
I'm the same way. I'm like, keep going. Let's hear all about the vacuums. Like, I can't wait. I'm going to text Ashley when I'm done. Be like, hey, I'm looking for a new vacuum.
She watches vacuum videos on YouTube. I just gave away her secret. She's going to kill me.
It's okay. No one listens to this, Ashley. Don't worry. Your secret is safe with the $10K day group right here.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So second question, what's on your wish list? We know it's not a vacuum.
It's not. My wish list is a litter robot. For my cat.
What?
It's a litter robot. I'm tired of sleeping.
It picks it up for you?
It does. Picks it up for you.
Okay, wait. So is it like the litter box and it's a built-in kind of robot that kind of scoops it? Or is it like a really, like an actual robot that like walks up to it and is like, think, think, think?
No, I think it looks like kind of more like it's kind of egg-shaped.
Okay.
And so it has a cover over it. So when they get in, it senses them, they do their business, and then there's like an arm that kind of like scoops over the litter and just scrapes it off, and then all I have to do is take the little bag and just throw it out.
That's a game changer.
Yeah. I mean, I'm tired of scooping litter.
How many cats do you have?
Two.
Okay, but that's enough.
I mean,
two is a lot. That's, you know.
I mean, I'm trying to change my city. I don't have time to be scooping litter.
You got to scoop the litter out of the city.
Yeah.
So you don't have time to scoop it at home.
Exactly.
That's your new, when you run for Justice of the Peace, that'll be your campaign slogan.
Okay, done.
Then you really are Leslie Knope. That's a great wish list. I wish that for you. That'll be great. All right, so our big question, if you had $10,000 to spend on yourself, can't give it away yet, got to spend it on you, what would you do with $10,000?
I've thought about this question a lot, but every time I always go into something else that's not for myself. So I would probably do something really, really weird, like buy an autographed jersey from Michael Jordan.
Okay.
It's like $9,000.
Are you a Michael Jordan fan? Oh, well.
I'm more of a Scottie Pippen fan, but yeah, I do like Michael Jordan. I like it.
All right. Why not?
It's not like I'm an NBA fan at all. I don't watch basketball. I think I just like his story and him as a person. So
that's so funny. So you've actually looked them up, obviously, if you know how much they are.
I have.
Yeah. So nine grand, you said?
Yeah. Yeah. I keep the weirdest things, and I've hung on to a lot of just when I moved, I was going through looking at what all I had. Well, I had this basketball card that I think I'm pretty sure I stole from Josh, and okay, it's Michael Jordan. And so I looked it up and it's worth $500.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, crazy. I was started looking up everything that I had. Because I do have a Scottie Pippen jersey, you know, it's not signed or anything, but so I was just looking at all my stuff. You'll appreciate this. I have kept every single playbill from every single Broadway show, community theater, everything. I've kept them all.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is the last time, well, my big trip were you on that trip? Me and Josh went with Miss Gray. We went to New York.
I did go. I went when we sang at Carnegie Hall. I did that trip.
I can't remember. But I was on that. I was on one of those trips. Josh was a senior because it was 1999.
I think I was on it because that was the same year because Jason Jackson was on it for sure. I have a picture of it somewhere of us all in Times Square.
That's so funny. Yeah. But okay, so
it was
that
my first flight, I flew for the first time to New York on that one. I was like super nervous. Do you remember that? I don't know.
That's so crazy.
It is funny.
That trip. In fact, you know that I am in the process of moving right now, so I do have everything, and I had this section on a bookshelf that had all my playbills on there, and I pulled one of them out just from 1999, you know, and I actually have it laying right here. Not that's so weird. That sounds really weird. Like I'm setting this up. I'm not, I'm moving, but this is what my little self did in 1999 because I'm so obsessed with Broadway. So like say this.
Oh yeah.
So I saw this on a Sunday on a matinee, and it was the same day they won the Tony Award for Best Musical in 1999.
That's amazing.
And I saw it the same day. Anyways.
That's amazing.
But this is what my little self did. Okay. So you open up the playbill, and I put my ticket in each of them. So I have.
You're so good at this.
I have every single show I've seen, and if there is a ticket, it's inside the playbill.
That's crazy. I gotta tell you, Lulu and I both would have sold all this stuff by now for money. Because once a pandemic hit, Lulu just started selling all of her Broadway stuff. She sold all of her magnets. She sold like everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
I should have called her and said, what are you selling?
I know. She probably sold
I'm a collector.
That's amazing though. Are you good at like organizing it, or is it all just kind of in a box?
Well, so I bought a playbill binder.
Yeah.
And they have sleeves in them.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, I gave it to Josh for a gift.
Oh, that's cute too. He does all those shows.
Yes, I put every single show he had done, every single playbill from his shows in it. And then,
so cute.
Yeah. So I need to order another one so that I can have everything organized. But
yeah, in your spot. I love that. All right. So, but a Michael Jordan signed jersey.
Yes. Is
where we're going with the 10K. Love it. Okay, now I'm sure that you're looking forward to this one. If you had the 10K and you had to give it away, is there a person or a place or an organization that you would give $10,000 to?
I have thought about this a lot. So I would divide it up, honestly.
Okay.
The first thing that I'm really, really passionate about ending homelessness in my city.
Okay.
And there is a organization here called Jericho Way, and they are a homeless provider. So they do, they'll feed them lunch or breakfast and lunch. They have an opportunity to take showers or for someone to wash their clothes. There's also a clothing closet where they can go and get if they have job interviews or anything like that to help them, and anything they need, like socks or a backpack or a blanket, you know. So I would probably give $5,000 to them right away because I really love the work they're doing. Mandy Davis, the executive director there, is amazing. She's fantastic, and they are building these duplexes. They're getting land from the city and building there. It's like two little apartments, and it's helping to transition people into having a home. And it's great.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. They're really That's good awesome. Work. I think DePaul USA is also their other, like Jericho Way is the city part, DePaul USA, which I think they're based in Chicago, but they are, mm-hmm. they help too with that. So okay. that's my first giveaway.
First
my second half, I would definitely give to the organization where I adopted my cats from, and they are called Claws. Aww. And I just, this girl who helped me find my cat, I had never had a cat before in my life. And I gave her a long list of things I wanted in a cat. Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because I feel like, how do you know a cat? But yeah,
I know. I was just like, there's no way she's going to find all these things on this list. Girl, I have the exact cat I wanted. He is everything. She found this cat for me. He's everything.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I would love for them to to be able to do more of tailoring it to. Because why are there so many, you know, stray cats? I feel like because cats mm-hmm. get crazy and they're, you know, they're yeah. unpredictable. And, you know, some of them don't like being in the house. So I think I would give money to them to help them do what they do.
Can you tell me what was on your cat list? I'm just curious, like what was on your list?
Okay.
How do you want this cat to be?
So the first thing is I wanted an orange cat.
Okay.
I wanted a boy.
Okay.
I wanted him to be social, mm-hmm. but I wanted him to be snuggly. I wanted him to be a talker. Like I wanted to hear him meow a lot.
Okay.
And I didn't want him to be, like when other people came over, I didn't want him yeah. to hide under the bed. I wanted people to be able to, I want him to come out and meet people. So okay. yeah, those are my pretty much all of my list. But
I love that. That's amazing.
He's everything. Like
a, yeah. Cat matchmaker.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. That's awesome.
On that giveaway, I went back and forth to, cause you know, I would really love to give to Jamie Harrison in South Carolina so that he'll beat Lindsey Graham. Or I would be like, I started listening to a ton of like politicians. Like, I want to max out on them. I'm going to max out on Joyce Elliott here in Arkansas. Let's see which ones. And I was like, no, I'm going to think of two of my favorite organizations here in Little Rock. So
I love that. I love it. I love it. All right. So our final question, we end every episode with our happies. So Summer Campbell, today, what's your happy?
Today, my happy is that, honestly, it's that I can pick up the phone and call my brother and sister anytime I want. And my brother-in-law. So they are my happy almost every day.
Yeah.
And I think through COVID and all, I mean, we've always been close, but it's brought us even closer together. And I have the best built-in friends ever. And so I just, there's been so many times during all of this that I've called my sister and said, I'm having an anxiety attack. And she's like, okay, take a deep breath. What's on your list? What do you need to do today to just talk me down? And I'm like, thank you. It helped me so much. She goes, don't worry about it. Josh just did it for me an hour ago.
Oh, that's amazing.
So yeah. And then my brother-in-law is like just the icing on top of the cake. Like, like us three have always been close and laughed, but he just adds so much more to our family. So, I mean, I feel very lucky. I mean, I can't believe it. My brother picked somebody that was just perfect for our family.
Yeah. I cannot wait to meet him. I can't wait to see you all.
I know,
we're going to be in Little Rock in just a couple of weeks. And I cannot wait for Lulu to meet you guys and to just be around you guys again, because it is. It's an amazing family unit that you guys have, and it's contagious, all of your love and your spunk. And I'm so excited to be there and show you guys live what we've been doing, and just to have a great time and all connect and support each other. And so excited. Cannot wait.
I really am excited too. Your podcast, seriously, it, especially during all of this, it's like also a happy of mine. Like, you guys, it's the time that I'm like shut down the politics and everything else. And I'm like, I'm listening to 10K because they're going to make me laugh. And sometimes I don't even know what y'all are laughing at. I'm just laughing because y'all are laughing. Like, it's so good. I've told everybody here in Little Rock to listen to you guys, because you guys are great.
Thank you. Well, I'm so excited to have you on and for being here. And tell people very quickly, how can they connect with you?
On Facebook, I'm Summer Campbell 1. On Twitter, I'm Summer 1105, I believe. And on Instagram, I am S. Campbell, hang on.
I know. I'm always like, am I underscore Allison or Allison underscore? What's that?
I'm trying to think. I wrote it all down. Now I don't know what I did with it. I think I'm Summer 1105 on Instagram as well.
Perfect. Well, you guys, we're going to have all of that on our blog. So if you end up following another Summer Campbell, then you can just go to our blog to find the real Summer Campbell. At $10kdollarday.com/10kSaturday, and that blog will feature Summer. So thank you again so much for taking some time out of your busy, busy schedule of haircutting and changing the world. And can't wait to see you in Little Rock. And thank you again. This was awesome.
Yeah, thanks, Allison. Can't wait to see you.
All right, bye, guys. We'll see you later. Say bye.
Bye.
That was 10K Saturday with Allison and Lulu. And don't forget, with friends like us, who needs amenities?